Chapter 49. African Explorations. Barth, Richardson, Overweg, Wern, Brun Rollet, Penny, Andrea, De Bono, Miani, Guillaume Legion, Bruce, Krapf, and Rebman, Mason, Rosher, Burton, and Speak. The aerial line which Dr. Ferguson counted upon following had not been chosen at random. His point of departure had been carefully studied, and it was not without good cause that he had resolved to ascend at the island of Zanzibar. This island, lying near to the eastern coast of Africa, is in the 6th degree of south latitude, that is to say, 430 geographical miles below the equator. From this island the latest expedition, sent by way of the Great Lakes, to explore the sources of the Nile, had just set out. But it would be well to indicate what explorations Dr. Ferguson hoped to link together. The two principal ones were those of Dr. Barth in 1849, and of Lieutenants Burton and Speke in 1858. Dr. Barth is a Hamburger, who obtained permission for himself and for his countryman Overweg, to join the expedition of the Englishman Richardson. The latter was charged with a mission in the Soudan. This vast region is situated between the 15th and 10th degrees of north latitude. That is to say, that, in order to approach it, the explorer must penetrate 1,500 miles into the interior of Africa. Until then, the country in question had been known only through the journeys of Denham, of Clapperton, and of Oudney, made from 1822 to 1824. Richardson, Barth, and Overweg, jealously anxious to push their investigations farther, arrived at Tunis and Tripoli, like their predecessors, and got as far as Merzik, the capital of Fezzan. They then abandoned the perpendicular line, and made a sharp turn westward toward Ghat, guided, with difficulty, by the Tuaregs. After 1,000 scenes of pillage, of vexation, and attacks by armed forces, their caravan arrived, in October, at the vast oasis of Asban. Dr. Barth separated from his companions, made an excursion to the town of Agates, and rejoined the expedition, which resumed its march on the 12th of December. At length it reached the province of Damerghou. There the three travelers parted, and Barth took the road to Kano, where he arrived by dint of perseverance, and after paying considerable tribute. In spite of an intense fever, he quitted that place on the 7th of March, accompanied by a single servant. The principal aim of his journey was to reconnoiter Lake Chad, from which he was still 350 miles distant. He therefore advanced toward the east, and reached the town of Zaurakolo, in the Bornu country, which is the core of the great central empire of Africa. There he heard of the death of Richardson, who had succumbed to fatigue and privation. He next arrived at Kauka, the capital of Bornu, on the borders of the lake. Finally, at the end of 3 weeks, on the 14th of April, 12 months after having quitted Tripoli, he reached the town of Gournou. We find him again setting forth on the 29th of March, 1851, with Overweg, to visit the kingdom of Adamawa, to the south of the lake, and from there he pushed on as far as the town of Yola, a little below 9 degrees north latitude. This was the extreme southern limit reached by that daring traveler. He returned in the month of August to Kauka. From there he successively traversed the Mandara, Bargimi, and Klanam countries, and reached his extreme limit in the east, the town of Messina, situated at 17 degrees 20 minutes west longitude. On the 25th of November, 1852, after the death of Overweg, his last companion, he plunged into the west, visited Sokoto, crossed the Niger, and finally reached Timbuktu, where he had to languish, during 8 long months, under vexations inflicted upon him by the sheik, and all kinds of ill treatment and wretchedness. But the presence of a Christian in the city could not long be tolerated, and the Fulans threatened to besiege it. The doctor, therefore, left it on the 17th of March, 1854, and fled to the frontier, where he remained for 33 days in the most abject destitution. He then managed to get back to Kano in November, thence to Cauca, where he resumed Denham's route after 4 months' delay. He regained Tripoli toward the close of August, 1855, and arrived in London on the 6th of September, the only survivor of his party. Such was the venturesome journey of Dr. Barth. Dr. Ferguson carefully noted the fact that he had stopped at 4 degrees north latitude and 17 degrees west longitude. Now let us see what Lieutenants Burton and Speke accomplished in Eastern Africa. The various expeditions that had ascended the Nile could never manage to reach the mysterious source of that river. According to the narrative of the German doctor, Ferdinand Wern, the expedition attempted in 1840, under the auspices of Mehemet Ali, stopped at Gondokoro, between the 4th and 5th parallels of north latitude. In 1855, Brun Rollet, a native of Savoy, appointed consul for Sardinia in eastern Soudan, to take the place of Vadi, who had just died, set out from Carthum, and, under the name of Yakout the merchant, trading in gums and ivory, got as far as Bilinia, beyond the 4th degree, but had to return in ill health to Carthum, where he died in 1857. Neither Dr. Penny, the head of the Egyptian Medical Service, who, in a small steamer, penetrated 1 degree beyond Gondokoro, and then came back, to die of exhaustion at Carthum, nor Miani, the Venetian, who, turning the cataracts below Gondokoro, reached the second parallel, nor the Maltese trader, Andrea de Bono, who pushed his journey up the Nile still farther, could work their way beyond the apparently impassable limit. In 1859, M. Guillaume Legien, entrusted with a mission by the French government, reached Carthum by way of the Red Sea, and embarked upon the Nile with a retinue of 21 hired men and 20 soldiers, but he could not get past Gondokoro, and ran extreme risk of his life among the Negro tribes, who were in full revolt. The expedition directed by M. Descarac the Launcher made an equally unsuccessful attempt to reach the famous sources of the Nile. This fatal limit invariably brought every traveler to a halt. In ancient times, the ambassadors of Nero reached the 9th degree of latitude, but in 18 centuries only from 5 to 6 degrees, or from 300 to 360 geographical miles, were gained. Many travelers endeavored to reach the sources of the Nile by taking their point of departure on the eastern coast of Africa. Between 1768 and 1772, the Scotch traveler, Bruce, set out from Massoa, a port of Abyssinia, traversed the Tiger, visited the ruins of Azum, saw the sources of the Nile, where they did not exist, and obtained no serious result. In 1844, Dr. Krapf, an Anglican missionary, founded an establishment at Monbas, on the coast of Zanguibar, and, in company with the Rev. Dr. Rebman, discovered two mountain ranges 300 miles from the coast. These were the mountains of Kilimanjaro and Kenya, which Messrs. De Heuglin and Thornton have partly scaled so recently. In 1845, Mason, the French explorer, disembarked, alone, at Bagamoyo, directly opposite to Zanzibar, and got as far as Djila Mora, where the chief caused him to be put to death in the most cruel torment. In 1859, in the month of August, the young traveler, Roscher, from Hamburg, set out with a caravan of Arab merchants, reached Lake Nyasa, and was there assassinated while he slept. Finally, in 1857, Lieutenants Burton and Speke, both officers in the Bengal Army, were sent by the London Geographical Society to explore the Great African Lakes, and on the 17th of June they quitted Zanzibar and plunged directly into the West. After 4 months of incredible suffering, their baggage having been pillaged, and their attendants beaten and slain, they arrived at Kaza, a sort of central rendezvous for traders and caravans. They were in the midst of the country of the moon, and there they collected some precious documents concerning the manners, government, religion, fauna, and flora of the region. They next made for the first of the great lakes, the one named Tanganyika, situated between the 3rd and 8th degrees of south latitude. They reached it on the 14th of February, 1858, and visited the various tribes residing on its banks, the most of whom are cannibals. They departed again on the 26th of May, and re-entered Kaza on the 20th of June. Their Burton, who was completely worn out, lay ill for several months, during which time Speke made a push to the northward of more than 300 miles, going as far as Lake Akarakua, which he came in sight of on the 3rd of August, but he could descry only the opening of it at latitude 2 degrees 30 minutes. He reached Kaza, on his return, on the 25th of August, and, in company with Burton, again took up the route to Zanzibar, where they arrived in the month of March in the following year. These two daring explorers then re-embarked for England, and the Geographical Society of Paris decreed them its annual prize medal. Dr. Ferguson carefully remarked that they had not gone beyond the 2nd degree of south latitude, nor the 29th of east longitude. The problem, therefore, was how to link the explorations of Burton and Speke with those of Dr. Barth, since to do so was to undertake to traverse an extent of more than 12 degrees of territory. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.